这里是讲健谈英语教室 Welcome。
嗨，大家好，我是蒋建堂，欢迎来到蒋建堂英语教室。本节目部分内容来源于空中英语杂志的 Let's Talking English， 对照的文字材料可参看空中英语杂志。大家也可登录到 www.studioclassroom.com 来进一步了解杂志的订阅信息。今天的课文我们继续来讲解有关 Australian Animals。 OK， 马上展开我们的讲解。第一部分 Keywords， Let's go with today's keywords.
Koala，
无尾熊。
That's right, that's an Australian animal. Koala. The koala is an animal from Australia
Our next keyword is pet.
宠物
Pet. Andy has three pets. A dog, a cat, and a fish.
Snake.
蛇
Snake. Janice is afraid of snakes.
Bird.
鸟
Bird. The bird was in the tree.Now it is flying away.
Split up.
分开
Split up. Let's split up. You go that way and I'll go this way.
OK, 完成我们的 keywords 之后呢，我们就马上去的讲解我们的课文内容。Let's go with today's conversation. Conversation A.
Conversation A.
Why did Grace come with us again?
She likes spending time with me. Just kidding. She likes spending time with all of us.
And she's worried about us. We're still on probation.
Good news. You have an interview with Mrs. Lydia Peterson later today. That's cool.
Who is she?
She's a millionaire, and she adopted a koala at Currumbin.
Dan 和 Mark 他们呢、还有其他两个女孩子都来到了这个叫可伦宾的动物保护区。一开始的对话当中啊，那个女孩子就问他们为什么 Grace 都跟着我们一起来呀、那个时候呢、那个 Dan 还在开玩笑、说他喜欢跟我们一起吗？其实啊，可能是因为那个 Grace担心他们都是实习生啊，所以就跟他们一起来。那个 Grace 后面还说到啊，今天 Dan 和 Mark 都可以采访到一个人啊，是一位女性。我们来听一下那个 Grace 是怎么说的，到底他们可以啊采访谁？大家听一下。
Good news, you have an interview with Mrs. Lydia Peterson later today.
哇、wow, 他们准备可以采访啊一位女性叫做 Mrs. Lydia Peterson。到底这位女性是谁？听一下。
Who is she?
She's a millionaire.
Millionaire. She is a millionaire. 什么叫 millionaire? Million 就是百万吗？后面加一个 near. A-I-R-E, 啊 millionaire.就是百万富翁，那 millionaire 就是百万富翁，那 billionaire 呢？ billion 我们都知道是十亿啊，那我们就不要说十亿富翁啊， billionaire 就是亿万富翁，或者说的巨富啊，就是 billionaire。 除了介绍到啊这位女性啊是一个 millionaire 百万富翁外啊， Grace 还做了进一步的讲解，听一下。
And she adopted a koala at Currumbin.
And she adopted a koala in Currumbin. 啊，她在这个可伦宾的动物保护区里面呢，还收养了一只无尾熊。 大家都听到啊，里面有个词叫 adopt， adopt， A-D-O-P-T， 就是采用、采纳，当然也可以表示收养。收养啊，例如收养流浪猫、流浪狗，或者收养小动物，也可以收养孤儿。例如 ，She adopted an orphan last year。她去年呢、啊、收养了一个孤儿。Adopt 也可以说是采用啊，表示采用、采纳这个意思。例如，He adopted my idea。He adopted my idea。他采用了我的主意，我的那个念头啊，我的那个想法被他采用了。或者说 ，The manager adopted my suggestion。经理啊，采用了我的建议。The manager adopted my suggestion。他收养了一只无尾熊啊 ，a koala 啊，就是那个 koala， 就是我们所说的koala bear。无尾熊，但是严格来说呢 ，koala 并不属于 bear， 不属于熊这一类，它是有袋类动物啊，相当于袋鼠之类的那种有袋类动物。好，完成了 conversation A 的讲解，我们继续到第二个对话 ，Let's go。
Conversation B。
I saw Mrs. Peterson on TV once.She really loves her koala. She calls it Princess.
Princess? That's funny.
Why did she adopt a koala? That's probably a hard pet to take care of.
She doesn't take care of it. The koala stays here. Mrs. Peterson comes and visits her koala a lot, though. That's right. She's coming today at 2 o'clock.
之前的对话不是说那个啊，他们啊，准备要访问到一位女士叫做 Mrs. Peterson。 这一次的对话他们也讨论到这个 Mrs. Peterson 啊，和他所收养的那个无尾熊。那看来那个 Mrs. Peterson 呢，曾经是上过电视的。这一次对话当中啊，就介绍到这个 Mrs. Peterson 啊，很爱无尾熊，还把他所收养的无尾熊称作是 Princess 啊，公主。哇，看来也挺宠爱啊，这些动物。他们进一步对话还说到了啊，这个无尾熊啊，并不是很难照顾的动物。为什么？因为那个 Mrs. Peterson 她根本不需要在家里面养这个无尾熊，因为那个无尾熊啊是待在这个保护区里面，而那个 Mrs. Peterson 就经常啊到这个保护区里面去看望她所收养的无尾熊。因为刚好今天那个 Mrs. Peterson 来了，所以啊他们就有机会采访到啊 Mrs. Peterson。 我们回去分析一下啊对话当中的几个句子。好，第一句我们听一下。
She really loves her koala. She calls it princess.
说到那个 Mrs. Peterson 啊很爱动物的时候，大家听到刚才那句话了啊，他称那个无尾熊啊是公主 ，princess， p r i n c e s s， princess， 公主。如果是复数的话，就是 princesses 啊，很多 s 的音 ，princesses。王子就是 prince， 就是王子。我们再听一下刚才那个具体是怎么说的。
She really loves her koala. She calls it princess.
She calls it princess 啊，叫她做公主。我们都知道了啊，那个无尾熊啊，并不是说真的啊被带回家收养，而是说寄养在那个保护区里面啊。虽然是被那个 Mrs. Peterson 收养了。好，我们再听下面的句子。
Mrs. Peterson comes and visits her koala a lot, though.
这里就介绍到啊，这个 Mrs. Peterson 呢、啊、comes and visits。And the koala a lot though， 意思就是然而啊，尽管他并不是啊收养在家里，但是 Mrs. Peterson 啊是经常来看望啊这个无尾熊的。句子最后面有个词叫 though， 就是然而啊，这里是起强调作用，就是说尽管啊 尽管虽然不是寄养，不是说带回家来养，但是他还是经常来这里去看那个无尾熊。这个逗放在句尾起强调作用，其实就相当于在句子开头加一个 but she comes and visits and the koala a lot， 就是这个意思。我们再听一下刚才那句话是怎么说的。
Mrs. Pearson comes and visits her koala a lot, though.
再说到啊，这个无尾熊并不是在并不是带回家来养，而是寄养在这个动物园前呢。这个 Mark 就认为这个无尾熊啊，并不是容易收养的动物，并不是容易养的动物。他是这样说的。
That's probably a hard pet to take care of. That's probably a hard pet to take care of.
That's probably a hard pet to take care of. 那并不是容易并不是容易照顾的动物。这个 pet 在这里是指宠物的意思 ，pet pet。收养宠物或者养宠物可以说 have a pet， have a pet， 也可以说 keep， k e e p， keep a pet， pet 也可以加复数，例如 I have two pets， 我有两只宠物，养了两只宠物，宠物狗叫 pet dog， I have a pet dog， I have a pet dog。这段对话的讲解就到这里，我们再看下一段的对话。
Conversation C.
So where should we go first?
Let's go to one of the shows.
Oh yeah, I want to go to the snake show.
You do?
Sure. Well, that doesn't start until 1 o'clock.
Let's go see the kangaroos first.
Or the crocodiles.
Or the birds. Let's all split up and meet back here in 1 hour.
Okay.
这段对话大家都可以听到一些背景的声音，都是那些鸟声等等等等。看来他们已经正式的进入到了这个保护区了。因为保护区里面有多种动物，大家想看哪一种动物先看来有不同的意见。最后他们决定就说分道而行一个小时后就在同一个地方来会面。我们回去看里面的一些句子。我们先听一下一进入到那个可伦宾的那个保护区那个女孩子说了一句什么话，听。
Let's go to one of the shows.
Oh yeah, I want to go to the snake show.
You do?
Sure.Well, that doesn't start until 1 o'clock.
这个女孩子想去看蛇 ,snake, S-N-A-K-E, snake, 就是蛇。大家都觉得哇，这个女孩子想去看蛇。但是呢到1点钟才有的看，现在没有。我们听一下这句话是怎么说的，1点钟才开始。
Well, that doesn't start until 1 o'clock.
It doesn't start until 1 o'clock. 一点钟开始都不开其实意思就是说1点钟才开这个 not until 就是到什么什么时候才什么什么。例如 I didn't go to bed until 10 p.m. last night. 昨天晚上直到10点钟我才去睡觉这个 not until 不要翻译成不到什么什么我不去睡觉，不要这样说，要翻译成为直到什么什么时候才什么什么I didn't go to bed until 10 p.m. last night. 因为他们想看的东西不同嘛，所以他们最终决定怎么样呢？我们听一下。
Let's all split up and meet back here in 1 hour.
他们约定了不一起走要分开走，然后一个小时后在这里回来会面这里有个词组叫 split up， split up 就是分开 split 就是分开。单单一个 split 可以表示啊，把什么什么分开，或者用力把什么什么掰开或者劈开。例如 ，He is splitting the wood， 他正在劈柴。He is splitting the wood， 正在劈柴。共同承担啊，什么什么费用也可以用这个 split。例如 ，We split the bill。我们一起来分担这个账单啊，意思就是共同来买单。好，我们再听一下它里面包含 split 的那句原话。
Let's all split up and meet back here in 1 hour.
几个对话我们都讲解完了，请问大家对内容的理解又有多少呢？希望我的讲解啊对你们啊有所帮助。好，我们重新来听那几个对话。 From the beginning to the end 啊，从头到尾再听一遍。 Let's go.
Why did Grace come with us again?
She likes spending time with me. Just kidding. She likes spending time with all of us.
And she's worried about us. We're still on probation.
Good news. You have an interview with Mrs. Lydia Peterson later today. That's cool.
Who is she?
She's a millionaire. And she adopted a koala at Currumbin.
I saw Mrs. Peterson on TV once. She really loves her koala. She calls it Princess.
Princess? That's funny.
Why did she adopt a koala? That's probably a hard pet to take care of.
She doesn't take care of it. The koala stays here.
Mrs. Peterson comes and visits her koala a lot, though.
That's right. She's coming today at 2 o'clock.
So where should we go first?
Let's go to one of the shows.
Oh, yeah. I want to go to the snake show.
You do?
Sure. Well, that doesn't start until 1 o'clock.
Let's go see the kangaroos first.
Or the crocodiles.
Or the birds. Let's all split up and meet back here in 1 hour.
Okay.
经过了讲解，又从头到尾再听一遍，你觉得理解是不是更容易呢？好，课文讲解完，来到我们的最后一个部分，就是每天一句。今天的句子是How much does it weigh? 它有多重? How much does it weigh?
Wow, this bag is heavy. How much does it weigh? I think it weighs 100 kilograms.
No way! Let me hold it.
Okay. What do you think? How much does it weigh?
I think it weighs 200 kilograms. Huh?Hold this back. How much does it weigh?
About 5 kilograms.
No way!
好啦 ,We have come to the end of today's program. 除了学,记住还要用,用是我们学的目的。Use it as much as possible, 尽量多的去用。Practice makes perfect, 啊,熟能生巧。英语里面有一句话吗？啊 ，use it or lose it 啊，用尽废退啊，不用就会丢掉的啦。Use it or lose it. See you next time. Goodbye, everyone.